Hey folks, good to hear from you today because you're listening. Wow, I don't hear, I can't hear you, but I know there's people out there listening. Hey, good to have you here with us today as we dive in, just get in some good subjects of the maybe the local things. Like I am doing a series, we're changing. This is the thing about when you're doing filming. And we're working on a project that we called Pavel's Fire. That's probably going to be a chapter in the book. We are taking a change of the name. And this is what goes on when you're making a film or you're trying to make a short for YouTube. You can change things, titles and stuff, and make subtitles and stuff. And we our new ones to Pablo's Fire is Somewhere Montana. And we've got a lot of lineup and ideas with it. That's all I can say. Where we started out with our first film on YouTube, Pablo's Fire film short that we had on there. We had some pretty good responses. You'll look at it and you'll say, oh, you only had this amount, but there are a lot of unique followers and stuff that just haven't made the commitment to subscribe. You got to remember that when you're on YouTube and other places. The only reason your accounts aren't there is because they do have unique things, unique people who have come in that weren't there before. And they have other stuff, kind of subtitle type stuff, you know, things that are related to that, where people just have not committed with the, like and to join the group. If you want to do that, feel free to do that on YouTube and we'll keep you up to date. And if you can communicate with us, find our communications, we can surely keep you up with our newsletter, Breakaway Thunders Media email. If you want it printed out, we can send it to you. A couple of pages, our newsletter of what's going on the program. Now, we're going to be doing some more things on albums, remixing albums where we have subtitles. In fact, that's some of the ideas we have for another album project. Hey, thank you for being here. I hope you're enjoying. We're going through this series about internet hacking, about dead internet, why people might think that, going through things. And we're getting these articles. AI is helping out, yeah. It increases what we've got going on. Let me turn this off here for a little bit as we switch on over. Doing some more mixing. I don't want to say too much more about that because we got another project. It might not come out till 2025, because the next album I got coming out is going to be a worship album again, like we've done the last three. We've done live stuff, so keep them in tune. Yeah, I do things too. What do you call it? Symbolic music. It doesn't always come out in the worship and stuff, but it has a clear message to it. Including with dating and relationships and different things like that we try to work out. Okay, I'm going to finish up here and I'm going to go back to some of the other programs. Hope you enjoy what's coming up next. It's all for you and I'm glad you're here today. And may God bless you for listening to this program. And we did have, okay, I had you all going to Choices. Everybody that listened to this program started going to Choices if you're supporting the program. And man, I got a lot of hits. Well, let's do another one. You look for on the internet, let me see, the song Grand Design. Find Dale Calhoun Grand Design song. Play that song. And like it when you play it, wherever you find it on there. It could be on Spotify or one of your streaming services. I'm on every streaming service. And that just shows you support. I'm not saying you send any money, but I have had people send money to me. They've sent money. They've sent gifts. I had cars given to me. You know, I've had magazines sent to me out of the blue just about things, people supporting my program. I had a Hot Rod magazine sent to me for my song, Fast Cars, Hot Wheels. And there, if you didn't know, there's another modification of that where you have a background of a drag strip. Find that one too. And support the program by listening. Make sure you get showed up. You're not just a unique listener. You give it a few, play the whole song. That's some support. Play the whole song and I'll see that. Because be honest with you, yeah, people, I've told you over and over again, people are streaming, they don't make that much. Maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 cents for per stream. And you got to play the whole thing. You don't just, hey, play halfway. I mean, they're so strict on how much they want to give out. It's all got to be live performances. And we're working on that. The end of this year, 2024 and 25, in the beginning of 25, hopefully we'll have more concerts, places to go minister. Don't always do just all the music. Might play three pieces of music and hit minister a message. That's God. Or I do public speaking, and we have themes. I will speak a theme. Like if you have a cause or something, food bank type things, I've done a lot of that. Working with food banks, I was employed with Food Bank Sykes in Missouri. I worked there for a year and a half. And I ministered many places around the area. So we're going to pan on out here. Thank you very much for being with us today. Like I said, we're kind of like Christian Contemporary Magazine, you know. But we're who we are. We're our Christian station. They try to bring out a message, a good message, you know, spiritual. And we're trying to address it to everybody, not just one denomination or belief system. Because there are a whole lot out there, my friends. So we're trying to be a positive message to you. You be blessed today. I'm praying blessings for my listeners. I'm praying blessings for all those people that listen to my song choices. And how you've been supporting me by listening to that, the numbers have gone up. Thank you. I'm not going to try to tweak my analytics and all that by paying things off. We're going to try to do this all the way with your support listening to this program. Okay, I'm panning on out of here. Talk to you later. God bless, and you have a good grand design day. God bless you.
Heard about pig butchering scams? It's a global cyber scam operation that's causing quite a stir. It's not about actual pigs, mind you, but metaphorical ones. It's a term coined from a Chinese saying where scammers fatten up their victims with sweet words and fake online relationships before butchering them for their money. A grim picture, isn't it? Consider the case of Mark Santos. He was no ordinary victim. Santos was coerced by these syndicates into becoming a part of their scamming operation. He was trafficked and held captive, forced to swindle others like him. And he's not alone. Many like him are trapped in this modern slavery crisis, their lives entwined in this twisted web of deceit and manipulation. And then there's Lin, a Taiwanese man who was lured to Dubai under false pretenses by one such scam company. Upon arrival, his passport was confiscated. He was forced into fraudulent activities. It's a nightmare that many have lived through and continue to live. Luckily, Lin managed to escape and return home, but not everyone is as fortunate. So how does one avoid falling victim to these pig butchering scams? It's simple. Be skeptical. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Be wary of online relationships that progress too quickly, especially those involving requests for money. And remember, your personal information is valuable. Don't share it with anyone you don't trust implicitly. These pig butchering scams have become an international menace. With victims hailing from various countries, authorities worldwide face the daunting task of combating the spread of scam centers. Education about cryptocurrency scams is a key facet of this struggle, as many of these operations use digital currencies to swindle their victims. In places like the Philippines and other countries, efforts to combat these scams have intensified. Yet, the fight is far from over. The challenge lies not only in hunting down these syndicates, but also in ensuring justice and protection for their victims. In summary, pig butchering scams involve online relationships used to swindle victims out of their money. Victims like Mark Santos are often trafficked and forced to participate in these scams. Meanwhile, others like Lynn are lured under false pretenses and coerced into fraudulent activities. To avoid falling victim to these scams, remain skeptical of too-good-to-be-true online relationships and never share personal information with untrusted sources. Despite the efforts of authorities worldwide, the fight against these scams continues. It's a battle that requires not only a crackdown on scam centers, but also a broader focus on victim protection and justice. And it's a fight that we must all participate in, because awareness and caution are our best weapons against these cyber predators.
MTV. This was a revolutionary moment that could be likened to the first man landing on the moon. Music was no longer just an audio experience, it had gained a visual dimension. MTV was the catalyst that sparked a music video revolution, setting a precedent for the fusion of music and visual artistry. Fast forward a few years to the mid-90s, a time when the internet was beginning to take shape. Suddenly, music had a new playground. The first online music services were born, allowing people to listen to their favorite tunes without needing to buy a physical CD. This was a game changer, opening up a world of possibilities for both artists and fans alike. The turn of the millennium saw the rise of peer-to-peer file-sharing services, most notably Napster. Despite the controversy surrounding it, Napster played a significant role in shaping the future of music distribution on the internet. It demonstrated the potential of the internet as a powerful tool for music sharing and discovery. Fast forward to the mid-2000s, and we witness the emergence of social media platforms like MySpace and Facebook. These platforms were instrumental in democratizing music, giving independent artists a platform to share their work and connect directly with their fans. But perhaps the most significant development in the history of music on the internet has been the rise of streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music. These platforms have transformed the way we consume music, offering a virtually limitless library of songs at our fingertips. The influence of music on the internet has also extended to the realm of awards and recognition. The Christian Music Dove Awards, for instance, have begun to acknowledge the power of the internet in promoting and celebrating Christian music. The addition of categories like Best New Artist and Song of the Year to their online voting system is a testament to the internet's role in shaping the music landscape. In summary, the influence of music on the internet is undeniable. From the early days of MTV and the advent of online music services in the 90s, through the rise of file-sharing services and social media platforms, to the dominance of streaming services today, music has played a pivotal role in shaping the internet as we know it. The recognition of this influence by awards like the Christian Music Dove Awards further underscores the importance of the internet in the world of music. So, the next time you stream your favorite song or watch a music video online, remember, you're part of a revolution that started over four decades ago. A revolution that continues to evolve, with music at its heart.
Dawn of the 21st century, Napster, a revolutionary music sharing service, emerged. Its premise was simple. Users could share their music files with others, thereby creating a vast, interconnected network of music lovers. However, this innovative platform quickly became a battleground for one of the internet's most contentious issues: copyright infringement. Music industry titans, such as Metallica and Dr. Dre, sued Napster for allowing users to share copyrighted material without permission. This was the crux of the problem. While Napster was enabling a new, democratic way of sharing and discovering music, it was also facilitating widespread copyright infringement. The Napster controversy led to a seismic shift in the music industry, forcing it to confront the realities of the digital age. But it also sparked a broader debate about internet regulation, specifically net neutrality. Net neutrality, the principle that all internet traffic should be treated equally, was a concept indirectly challenged by the Napster case. If Napster users were sharing copyrighted material, did internet service providers have the right to block or slow down this traffic? This question stirred a heated debate, with many fearing that prioritizing certain types of internet traffic over others would lead to a slippery slope of internet censorship. But the connection between Napster and net neutrality often leads to confusion. Both issues deal with how information is shared and accessed on the internet. They are fundamentally different. Napster was about copyright infringement, while net neutrality is about preventing internet service providers from controlling what users can see and do online. So could a situation like Napster's arise again? Absolutely. As long as there are new technologies pushing the boundaries of what's possible, there will always be clashes with existing laws and regulations. The key is to navigate these challenges thoughtfully, balancing innovation with the protection of artists' rights. Now, what about music piracy today? Well, hackers have become more sophisticated, using a range of methods to illegally access and distribute music. They exploit vulnerabilities in systems, trick people into downloading malicious software, or use advanced techniques like torrenting to share files. To summarize, the Napster controversy was a watershed moment in the digital age, raising important questions about copyright infringement, the music industry's adaptation to new technologies, and indirectly, net neutrality. While the connection between Napster and net neutrality can be confusing, they are distinct issues, both crucial to the ongoing debate over how the internet should be regulated. As technology continues to evolve, these debates will remain relevant, challenging us to strike a balance between innovation and regulation.
One might wonder, hasn't there been a Christian equivalent to MTV? A platform where faith meets rhythm, where melodies intertwine with messages of love, grace, and redemption? Journey back to the early 20th century, when the seeds of Christian media were first planted. Radio ruled the airwaves, and in 1922, the first Christian radio station, KDKA, made its debut. The station was a beacon of hope during the Great Depression, broadcasting sermons and hymns to uplift struggling spirits. Fast forward to the 1960s, where the rise of television brought a new dimension to Christian media. The Eternal Word Television Network, founded in 1981, offered round-the-clock Catholic programming, while the Christian Broadcasting Network, launched in 1961, expanded its reach globally. But the question remains, what about Christian music television? The 1980s and 90s were the golden age of MTV, and Christians, too, wanted a piece of the action. Enter the Gospel Music Channel, launched in the early 2000s, which showcased a variety of Christian music genres. But, unlike MTV, these Christian music channels didn't quite capture the cultural zeitgeist. They remained niche, appreciated by their audience, largely unknown to the wider public. Fast forward to the present day, and Christian media has diversified, finding new platforms on the internet. From podcasts to YouTube channels, the message of faith is being shared in innovative ways, often incorporating music to connect with a younger audience. And yet the dream of a Christian MTV remains elusive. Perhaps it's the challenge of blending faith and entertainment, of walking the line between reverence and relatability. Or maybe it's simply that the time hasn't been right. In summary, the evolution of Christian media has been a journey of adaptation and innovation. From its humble beginnings on radio to its current presence on digital platforms, Christian media has constantly sought to connect with its audience in meaningful ways. Key points to remember are that Christian media began with radio broadcasts in the early 20th century, expanded with the rise of television, and has recently found a home on the internet. While there have been attempts to create a Christian version of MTV, none have truly captured the cultural zeitgeist in the same way. So while the existence of a Christian MTV remains a question, the evolution of Christian media continues, always seeking new ways to share its message of faith, hope, and love.
Efforts, including buying analytics or artificial means to inflate one's popularity, can lead to greater success is not necessarily a conspiracy, but rather a reflection of certain practices within the music industry. Here are some aspects to consider. Marketing and promotion. Effective marketing and promotion are critical components of success in the music industry. Investing in promotional activities, such as targeted advertising, public relations, and social media campaigns, can help increase visibility and reach a larger audience. Artificial boosts. Some artists or entities may resort to buying likes, followers, or other forms of engagement to create the appearance of popularity. This may temporarily boost numbers, it often lacks authenticity, and may not lead to sustained success or genuine fan engagement. Quality of content. Ultimately, the quality of the music and the artist's connection with the audience are crucial factors for long-term success. Artificially inflated numbers may not translate into a loyal fan base if the music doesn't resonate with listeners. Ethical considerations. Some view the practice of artificially inflating numbers as unethical. Authenticity and transparency in the music industry are valued by many, and misleading tactics may harm an artist's reputation in the long run. Algorithmic considerations. Streaming platforms and social media algorithms are designed to recognize genuine engagement.
Hey folks, this is me. I'm back here with our program. Today's program, we got different things that you'll like that we're going to put in here. Everything about politics and music and entertainment. What's going on around table news around the world. And each of us have our own opinions of what's going on. Hope you enjoy the program as we continue on with our YouTube program, Breakaway Thunders Media. All right, hang in there and let's listen to the next session. Let's go. And I'm all out.
About the mystery that lies just beyond the reach of reality, the essence that time artfully conceals, like an athlete hiding his strategy before. Ever wondered about the mystery that lies just beyond the reach of reality, the essence that time artfully conceals, like an athlete hiding his strategy before the big game? In the world we see, there's an illusion, a facade that veils an untold truth. It's a truth that waits, as patient as a marathon runner, for our souls to unfold and embrace it. Welcome to the realm of understanding, where we unravel complexities of life, like a sports analyst decoding game strategies. Here we dive into the depths of our existence, like a swimmer plunging into the pool, to touch the core of what's real beyond the visible. In the ticking clock of time, we seek to decipher what's hidden, like a player anticipating the opponent's move. Are you ready to transcend the ordinary and explore the extraordinary? Welcome to the journey of a lifetime.
Right, this is Break. Breakaway Thunders Network. We're going to get back with some more music here and other selections of Roundtable News. Hope you like it. And I hope you like some of our information we give out here, including some secret stuff that you're not told about.
Why is it?
The FBI, CIA, government projects, things that we don't understand, like UFOs, UAPs, and different things that we explore on this program today. I'm glad you're here with us, that we can entertain you and also bring you some of the entertainment news in our program.
Why is it?
If you hear anything in the background, that's part of our scene from the film The Sandbox. All right, we continue on. We're going to get on back on out of here. Thank you very much for being with us today. Heading on out here.
My arm to share tonight, yeah, feels alright.